AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Pennsylvania, construction crews are working to clear the rubble of a nursing home a day after a powerful explosion killed two people and hospitalized 20 others. Bristol Police Chief says searchers accounted for everyone who was thought to be missing. Responders are still trying to locate others in hospitals or the wreckage of the Bristol Health and Rehab Center. In Southern California, a powerful winter storm swept across the region today, bringing heavy rain, near whiteout snow conditions in the mountains, and hazardous travel for millions of holiday drivers. In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he would be willing to withdraw troops from the country's eastern industrial heartland if Russia also pulls back and the area becomes a demilitarized free economic zone monitored by international forces. AP correspondent Samia Kulab explains.
The U.S. will show Russia a 20-point draft proposal that it formulated with Ukraine, and there are plenty of points of agreement, such as security guarantees that Ukraine is seeking from the U.S., which will mirror NATO's Article 5, and also support for economic growth, investment, and reconstruction. However, the question of what will happen in the eastern industrial heartland, where Russia maintains maximalist demands that Ukraine withdraw from territory it still has not captured, that is a big question. Now, Ukraine has repeatedly rejected that demand. The U.S. is proposing a compromise in which this area becomes a free economic zone. Zelensky is saying that that is contingent on a referendum so that the Ukrainian people themselves determine their fate and determine what happens to that territory.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Seth Soutel has today's markets report.
I'm Seth Soutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are hovering near their records on Wall Street on a holiday-shortened trading day. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index closed at its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 125 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was flat. Dynavax Technologies soared almost 40%. The vaccine maker is being bought by the French pharmaceutical company Sanofi for about $2.2 billion. Markets will close early for Christmas Eve. They'll remain closed Thursday for Christmas. Markets return to a regular schedule on Friday. Seth Soutel, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardy Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardy Alliance today.